the question was asked, is it correct that every 28 days a couple spends 13 days prohibited? So that can be the way it plays itself out, but when a woman is pregnant, so usually she doesn't have her period. So let's say a couple gets married, and then after 3-4 months, God willing, she gets pregnant. So then you have 9 months where you're permitted. And then she has a baby, and let's say it takes her 2 months until everything stops and she gets the mikvah. And then a woman can nurse clean for another year. So then you could have another year where you're permitted for a year straight. Let's say a year or two later, sometimes a woman when she's nursing will only have her period every 2 or 3 months. So you could have 2 years where the first year you didn't have anything, and then the following year, once every 2-3 months, you have 2 weeks where you're prohibited. A year or two later, you might, God willing, be blessed with another kid. So again, you got 9 months, almost a year where you're permitted, a month or two until you're permitted again, and then again another year or two where you're barely prohibited. So it's not so accurate to say that you spend a half of every month prohibited. If you have children, so Be'ezrat Hashem, let's say you have 3-4 children, you can spend almost 10 years where you're spending most of those 10 years permitted. Saying even if you have a kid every 2-3 years, and let's say you only have 4 kids, you could still end up spending the majority of 10 years. You have people who have children more frequently, and then women can sometimes say, in 10 years, we were only prohibited 8 times. Saying, so it doesn't have to look that way.
Okay.
Very often you have longer stretches where a couple's permitted, revolving around having a child. But assuming the couple is only going to have 2 children or whatever, so then it definitely can end up being that they're spending half of each month prohibited. Yes, that can happen, and that's also one of the reasons why couples consult with the halachic authority, where sometimes they would want to use a form of birth control that pushes off the period. Those you should just realize they do carry a price tag as far as health. It's not so simple. People think they could just take these hormones and everything's great. I encounter on a daily basis people who are paying the price in their health, in their fertility, and in other areas because they were using birth control. And that's something which, for some reason, I don't know why, but the public underrates the real health risks that are involved.
Okay.